Thank you very much, and welcome to our Q4 and full year presentation. We had a very strong end of 2017, where we delivered a number of products to contract customers, primarily in the U.S. So this gave us a revenue growth of about 45%, and part of that was also some delayed deliveries from Q3 due to agreed color change on certain products from black to brown. All of these products that were delayed in Q3 have now been delivered. So as I said, they also contributed to the strong development in Q4. Our development in Q4 was also characterized by a strong gross margin, and primarily due to a large amount of direct sales to customers, where we have a higher gross margin, and also due to the fact that this took place in the U.S. with our own organization. So we ended up on an all-time high gross margin. We would still emphasize that our target for gross margin is to be in the higher end of 50%-55%, so this quarter was somewhat stronger than usual. This led us to an operating profit of 27 million, and an operating margin of 23.1%, which is also an improvement compared to last year. As we've been very consistent about saying throughout 2017, we have invested a lot throughout 2017 in headcounts. We have grown more than 40% in number of people, primarily in R&D and marketing and sales through our new open sales offices in the U.S., France, and Italy. It is also important to note that we had a non-recurring cost of about 12 million Swedish kronor in Q4, related to termination of a partner in the U.S. that we've been working with for many years. But now this relationship is ended. There will be no more payments of this kind, and all sales going forward is through our own INVISIO Inc. organization in the U.S. Turning to page, and just the usual overview of our sales development and operating profit. If we take the full year 2017, we ended at about 366 million Swedish kronor, which is 11% up compared to last year. Our financial target is an average growth of 20%, so we are isolated a little below our average target, but it has to be remembered that the 20% are average numbers. The operating profit was 78.6 million, a little lower than last year, again, due to the many investments we have made in R&D and sales and marketing in 2017. And on the bottom line, you will also see that we are now starting to pay taxes in Denmark, which does impact the profit loss for the period. Excuse me. Page five is the usual overview of our sales development, rolling 12 months and also quarterly. The backlog, we had good order intake during Q4, which means the order backlog at the end of the year was 153.5 million Swedish kronor, compared to 135 million last year. So, good inflow of not only big orders, but also some smaller orders from all parts of the world. So if we on page six look at the highlights for INVISIO in 2017, then I would like to state that we have definitely continued to implement our strategy for profitable growth. We have strengthened our position. We have improved our market opportunities in the sense that we have opened new sales offices, we have won a number of contracts, stronger relationship with customers, and we have also launched or introduced a new product category for communication in vehicles. So we believe that we have a very good starting position to continue to grow the company in 2018. But we would also at this point like to indicate that the high investment level we have seen in 2017 will continue, but at a lower pace than we saw last year. So we will continue to add resources, people, where we feel it makes sense, but not in the same high pace as we saw in 2017. So on page 7, related to our strategic priorities, one of them is increased market penetration on existing markets, and there, as I said, we opened sales teams in 3 countries, US, France, and Italy. We continue to get orders from existing contract customers in the US, Canada, UK, Australia, and we continue to also to get a higher amount of small orders from other military customers around this area. At the end of the year, of the fourth quarter, we received an important order from a newly formed special unit in the U.S. Army called SFAB for about 30 million kroner. And in addition to that, we've also seen quite an increasing demand from police special units in NATO countries. This is still a smaller part of our business, but a significant area for growth in the future. We won 2 new contracts, one in the UK with the British MOD, a 5-year contract, and received the first order from this contract of about 105 million. We also won a 2-year contract with the US Department of Defense, where the first order was 16 million. This contract has a potential of total $13 million, where we've only received part of it so far. And then after year end, in January, the Danish Army awarded us a 5-year contract for continuation to supply the Invisio products that they have been happily using since 2012. So we are very pleased to see that we have a strong position in Denmark and that customers that have used our products for the last 5 years will continue to do so for the next 5 years. slide number 8 is our second priority, which is geographical expansion. Since some time back, we are working to increase our customer base in other geographies, Middle East, parts of Asia, South America. And we have seen a good development over the year in terms of working with distribution partners, getting in front of end users, and also receiving some smaller initial orders that we believe over time could lead to significant more business in these geographies. But we know it takes time, so this is a long-term investment in those regions. Strategic item number 3, turning to page 9, is our product portfolio. And as I said, we have invested significantly in R&D resources in 2017. An outcome of that is a new control unit, Invisio V50, which supplements our current range of products and is based on the same technology and platform as we are using today. More importantly, we introduced the new category for communication in vehicles, the Invisio intercom system, that is meant to be mounted in the vehicle or can be carried in a backpack. We are still working according to plan, developing this product, and we are ready to launch this or introduce it commercially in the later part of 2018. It will, as usually, take time to get into the market with these types of new products, but we believe this area has significant growth opportunity for Invisio in the coming years. On page 10, just a small overview of what we offer today, where we believe that we have a very unique product portfolio that bridges the gap between so-called mounted and dismounted soldiers. We, with our system and our new intercom product, we are able to allow the user for connecting a number of radios and equipment and controlling everything with the Invisio control units whether they are in a mounted situation in a vehicle or they are dismounted in an operation somewhere. And we believe we are the only company that are able to give this seamless integration between mounted and dismounted soldiers. So we are all set for continued growth and continued development. We have a very strong position and a strong financial position also. And that's why page 11, our board of directors proposed that we increase the dividend with about 20% from 50 euro per share to 60 euro per share, which will of course be decided on the AGM in April. Finally, on page 12, as I said, we believe that there's ample opportunity for Invisio going forward because of modernization programs for militaries around the globe, but also due to the fact that the costs associated with hearing impairment are massive in many countries, and that drives the need for finding solution, not only from a financial point of view, but also from the human suffering connected with having a hearing loss, tinnitus, that can easily be avoided if you wear the right type of hearing protection. And we believe Invisio has a very strong position in this arena, that we are one of the drivers, that by innovation, by close contact with the customers, we continue to raise the performance, functionality, and the user experience, and that will continue to give us a market-leading position. So, as said several times, we think our market is still in infancy. There's still a number of business to be had, both in existing markets, but also in new markets, driven by an increase in the radio adaptation that we see in many geographies. We will see good opportunities for Invisio as well. And then we have the new intercom product category that will also pose a very interesting business opportunity for Invisio in the years to come. As always, we remind you that in our market, we do see uneven order flows and sales over the year. We will still see differences between quarters, sometimes between years, due to delays and long processes with these customers. But we are definitely sure that the long-term outlook for our industry and for Invisio is very positive. That was the word so far. We are, Operator Tracy, ready to open the questions and answer session.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. As a reminder, it's star 1 to ask a question over the telephone. We will now take our first question from Victor Westman from Redeye. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm a bit curious on your investments here for 2018 and going forward. Could you perhaps comment how much is related to perfecting the intercom solutions and how much is related to other stuff?
You mean in terms of what investments will be made in 2018?
Yes.
I don't think we have a fixed number on that. I think we are more at the point now where we have we made a big leap in 2017 by adding a large amount of people in R&D and in sales. So we are not going to do that at the same pace in 2018. It will more be additional resources in areas where it makes sense. So just as an example, if we find out that we are there is a certain area in the U.S. where we could see some opportunity or geographical location, then we might add another person in the U.S. sales team. if we see that we do need a little more capability or bandwidth in certain parts of R&D, then we will add one or two people there. So it's at that level. So we will take that as we go along, as any sensible business management will do. So whenever we see a bottleneck somewhere or we see an opportunity, we have the financial strength to add the necessary people and address it.
Okay, understood. I also noticed you you have some new contracts on the growth markets with new distribution partners there. Are those markets moving as you expect internally?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you're referring to Middle East, Asia, and new geographies, yes. I mean, this is a process that takes time. You normally get in contact with a number of distributors. You try them out. You get in front of end users. They get to test your products, and then they start asking for money, funding, and so on. So it is normally quite a long process, and it requires a lot of a number of meetings, travelings, and so on. So I think this is, again, this is similar to what we have seen in Europe and the U.S. Years back when we started. So I think we are following the same process and the same timelines as we saw in Europe and U.S.
Okay, great. And last one for me here, just if you would like to comment generally on the GM entering your market there and the eventual effects on your part from that.
Well, yes, I can definitely do that. I think to me and to us, GN is a competitor like anyone else. We like competition because that keeps us on our toes, and it also helps increase the market size over time. It is no secret that we have had very little competition in the last years, and that is of course nice, but in the long run it's not realistic that you can have 100% market share. There will be competition, and I think that it is fine that other companies will participate in trying to broaden and increase the market size a little quicker. So competition is welcome. When it comes to GN as a company, I don't think we are particularly afraid of them or any other large company. We all know what's the difference between a big company and a smaller company. And we think that the position we have in the market and the position we have built up over the last 10 years is very strong. No competitor can take away the contracts that we have with existing customers. So in many of the large NATO countries, US, Canada, UK, Australia, and even Denmark, it takes a long time for any competitor to get in there because we own the contract for a long period of time. And we are not going to sit on our hands for the next 3 or 4 years and let somebody go in. We will, of course, fight to continue to have these contracts. As I just said, Denmark has been using our product since 2012 and just gave us another 5-year contract, possibly 7 years contract. So we will use this time, the next 5 years, to make sure that next time Denmark is out to look for new equipment, they will still choose Invisio. So again, it's fine with competition, and maybe competition can give us some good ideas, and then we can take those ideas to the customers that we own already and benefit from it. So I think it's good.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Welcome.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. We will now take our next question from Carmen Tony from Bellevue Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I've got two questions. One concerns the comment you made that during the fourth quarter there were some delayed deliveries from quarter three. could you give us an idea of what would have been the growth of sales during the quarter ex the quarter three delay deliveries? And also, could you comment a bit more on the taxation, which is higher than it used to be in the past, and obviously there are reasons for that?
Yes, thank you, Karim. The delay we had from Q3 to Q4 was about 15 million Swedish krona, estimated. So it's about 15 million Swedish krona. When it comes to taxes, as you know, for some years we have not been paying taxes due to the previous losses the company made for many years, but we are now starting to have used up the Danish part of these tax losses. So going forward, we estimate that we will pay normal taxes in Denmark. We still have a loss carry forward from Swedish operations that we cannot utilize at this point in time because we don't have any activities in Sweden. The only thing I can say is we will be starting to pay normal tax levels. We are, of course, also transforming the company now that we have operations in the U.S. and in France and in Italy. And so outside of Denmark, we will, of course, also pay the relevant taxes in those countries from the sales that is related to. So the short answer is we will start paying taxes at normal levels going forward.
And I will use my time also to ask you another question. Concerning the new product, basically you expect it to be commercialized at the end of 2018. Could you give us new flavors about the reception of the prototypes or beta testing of the product currently?
Yeah, I would say that I will not disclose where we are in the development process and so on, but I will say that the reception overall has been very positive, and we know for a fact that certain, however smaller customers at this point in time are already planning to get it into their budget for 19. So I am absolutely certain that we will see smaller orders from this product category before the end of the year. But the reception is very positive, and I think that the product category again is so new, so it will take, or it's different. It's something that doesn't exist today. So it will take a little time for customers to find out how they should purchase it, where they require the money from. But we are working closely with a couple of customers that have been helping us throughout the development and are continuing to test and give us feedback, so we get it right before we get it out to the market.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There appears to be no further questions, but as a reminder, it's star one to ask a question over the telephone. We will now take our next question from Stefan Nutzen from Bremen Nordic AB. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. It's regarding the gross margin. It was a new higher level driven by the direct sales in U.S. Just your comment on the long-term level here. Is this a new ceiling because of the new organization?
I think, Stefan, that the... As we are comfortable with now is saying that our target of 50 to 55, we will probably be at the upper part of that. But it's also clear that the sales organizations we have in the U.S., France, Italy will contribute to higher margins overall. So it is not unlikely that we will see quarters with gross margins that are higher than 55 like we had in Q4. It will depend a little bit on exactly how much goes direct and what goes through resellers. And also sometimes depends on how big share we have of the product mix. As we have seen in previous quarters, sometimes we do have considerable amounts of products that come from third parties, partners that we work with that are part of our total system and where we have a lower gross margin that could impact. But I would say for Invisio developed products, the gross margin will be at 55% or higher.
Okay, thank you very much. I have an additional question also regarding your view on the order backlog. It was decreasing a bit here in the quarter. Are you satisfied with the current level?
It was actually higher than last year. At the end of the year, it was 153, and last year it was 135, so we're a little higher than last year. But it was a little lower than the previous quarter, if that's what you mean. And again, I think this is just part of our business, how it operates. Certain quarters we get large orders, and then the backlog booms, and then we can have a quarter where we get very little orders, and then we have a weak backlog. So I see this only as a continued part of the volatility that we have always described and that we will continue to see.
And to continue on that, the contract you received from the Danish Army, can you say anything about volumes expected from there, or like?
Not really. We have not received any orders from it yet. So this was as a first step. This was saying Invisio, we want your product for the next 5 years, and we are going to give you some orders, but we have not been told exactly what they're going to order, but we do, of course, expect them to give us significant orders, not only in 18, but also going forward. But they have not given us a limit or an amount. And I also think that they are being given new budgets every year. There's currently, in Denmark specifically, there was a new agreement regarding the military, so Denmark are going to increase the number of soldiers, and that will of course have an impact on how many radios and how many hearing protection systems do we need. But we haven't been given the number yet.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for your answers.
You're welcome.
There appears to be no further questions at this time, but as a reminder, if Dara would ask a question, we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. There appears to be no further questions to you at this time. I'd like to turn the call back to yourselves for any additional or closing remarks.
Yep. Thank you very much for taking time to talk with us, listen to us, and talk to you again after the Q1 report. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend all.